Staying over in Britain, the need for a covenant regulating relations between the different Anglican provinces, the process by which bishops are appointed, and relations between the Church of England and the Methodist Church. These are among the important issues being debated as the Church of England's governing body, or synod, meets this week in the northern city of York. The General Synod of the Church of England consists of almost 500 members, made up of the House of Bishops, the House of Clergy, and the House of Laity. As the Anglican Communion worldwide looks ahead to the Lambeth Conference of all its bishops in July 2008, one of the key areas of concern is the drawing up of a covenant to provide some kind of formal structure for the 38 autonomous provinces around the globe. To find out more, I spoke to Father Jonathan Boardman of All Saints Anglican Church here in Rome and a member of the Church of England Synod, which opened its five-day meeting on Friday.
There are important issues for the Anglican Communion in that the Church of England is having its first opportunity to comment on the draft covenant proposal, a covenant for the entire Anglican Communion. The Synod is only being asked to give its opinion about the proposal of a covenant in principle. It's not actually looking at a proposed covenant at the moment. That's going to be worked out by the primates meeting, the meeting of the more than 30 primates of Anglican provinces throughout the world. And then at some stage it would be brought back for legislative agreement, both in the Church of England's General Synod and also in the synodical processes of all the other provinces. Another important matter that will be discussed is the senior appointments in the Church of England of deans, of archdeacons and suffragan bishops and canons that relates principally to the Crown's role in those appointments. And it's going to be a very interesting debate because we've just produced a report, the Church of England's produced a report about that more or less recommends keeping the status quo. But the new Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has issued a green paper for Parliament suggesting that the Crown should minimise its role in the in church appointments. So that actually looks like a clash between new government and the desire of the church.
And yet the clash is over the government wanting to play a less significant role.
Yes, a more formalised and reduce its ability actually to exercise influence or make a choice. The church has suggested that the independence that the government might represent and the way in which it might represent society in general would be enriching to the church's choice of senior appointments. The church already principally makes the choices by always putting two names forward, and then it leaves the final decision to the Prime Minister in the name of the Crown. But the present Prime Minister seems to wish to reduce that.
There's also going to be some ecumenical business on the agenda, isn't there, particularly regarding an agreement between Methodists and Anglicans?
Yes, it's one of the review moments for the covenant that was signed in 2003 between the Church of England and the Methodist Church in England. It's a five-year review, if you like, and it's looking particularly at episcopacy, the degree to which Methodists would accept bishops in the future if they were to unite with the Church of England, and also looking at the Eucharist. And a lot of the groundwork for the theology in the new report between the Methodist and the Anglican Church in England uses archaic documents, which is a very interesting cross-fertilization of in ecumenical dialogue.
Father Jonathan Boardman there, a member of the Church of England General Synod, which is meeting in York in the north of England this week.